I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. If you've ever had that drop in the stomach feeling that comes from seeing the flashing blue lights of a police cruiser suddenly appear in your rearview mirror because you were over the posted speed limit, I'm guessing the one thought you didn't immediately have was, I wonder what kind of car that is. But chances are it was a Ford Crown Victoria. The Crown Vic was once a mainstay vehicle of police departments, but the remaining Crown Vics in the state fleet age out over the next year or two, and they're mostly being replaced by SUVs. VPR's Steve Zinn visited a state garage to see how the hundreds of Vermont State Police cruisers are kept in good running order.
There's no waiting room with a pile of old magazines at the Department of Public Safety Fleet Services garage in Colchester. Just a couple of small offices and a work area crowded with several shiny SUVs.
Yep, brand new, 2015.
There are some differences under the hood, and they're painted a familiar green, but these look like any other vehicles. It's up to mechanics like Jesse Ross to transform them into state police cruisers.
I got to take these panels off to run our wiring for our lights.
Ross is one of three mechanics and a supervisor who work in the Colchester shop where all of the state police vehicles are outfitted. They install the lights and the prisoner barriers and wire the vehicles for the radios, computers, and cameras that are now standard features. As fleet administrator, Dave Tift is in charge of the operation.
Pretty much what I do for a job is I buy the cars, outfit the cars, maintain the cars, and then dispose of the cars.
A lot of cars, about 450 vehicles operated by the Department of Public Safety, mostly state police cruisers. Tift is a friendly, low-key ex-Marine and Bennington native. He's been overseeing the state police fleet for 13 years. Because of the electronics, it takes about a week to outfit a vehicle, which is much longer than when he started.
We used to be able to outfit a Crown Victoria in about 2 days.
In 2011, Ford stopped making the Crown Victoria, a mainstay of police departments. Tift says a cruiser stays in service for about 4 years until it racks up the equivalent of about 150,000 miles. The remaining Crown Victorias in the state fleet will age out in the next year or two, replaced mostly by SUVs.
The vehicles change so much, especially moving from a V8 Crown Victoria. Now we're into turbocharged six-cylinder sedans, and we have others that are just six-cylinder SUVs. That SUV six-cylinder had more power than the V8 Crown Victorias.
Tift buys vehicles from local dealerships at a discounted rate. Once they're fully equipped, the price tag is about $45,000. He says manufacturers aren't producing hybrid pursuit vehicles yet, and the state lacks the infrastructure to support a fleet of cruisers powered by natural gas. Part of outfitting a new vehicle at the fleet garage is affixing the Vermont State Police decal to the side. Those decals are made by state prison inmates. 4 years ago, a trooper washing his car noticed that one of the markings on a cow pictured on the decal had been changed into the shape of a pig. That little detail had gone unnoticed by Tift's crew, so the decals ended up on quite a few cruisers. The story made national news.
It was embarrassing for a little bit and then humorous for a little bit.
Tift says there's more attention paid now to what's on those decals when his crew installs them. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.